set them free at the break of dawn. Till one by one they were gone. Back at base, box in the software, flash the message. Something's out there, floating in the summer sky. 99 red balloons go by.
Welcome to the Free Art Friday Atlanta podcast. This week's episode is balloons. Oh my god, balloons. And we talk about where she got started, why she chose balloons, and other things. And I had a nice time. We sat down at her place with her boyfriend, which you'll hear in there as well, scattered, smothered, covered. And just a little bit of housekeeping. We do have a show coming up on September 28th at Trackside Tavern Decatur. And the theme for this show will be 80s cartoons. And there will be pieces, I'm sure, for sale there. And you can buy them if you would like. Also, there will be people dropping there, I am sure. And also, you can get a quick scan of what will be dropped on that next Friday. Also, there's a Skater Aid 2013 auction going on where some of the artists have taken broken or new or some kind of skateboards and have created art with them. Please go there and you can bid on them. It's a pretty good charity. I hope you guys enjoy. Please do rate. That helps us get up in the ratings and all of that kind of stuff. Also, please make a comment on how much I suck at math, which you'll hear in here. I hope you enjoy. Bye.
I'm here with Berlerns. You have to say it like that, right?
Berlerns.
It's not my birthday.
One day.
Okay, so let's start off with, how did you hear about Free Art Friday?
I actually heard about it from work. I think Blockhead came to where I work and dropped off pieces from Mariarda Thumbs and himself, and they hid it around work.
Okay.
And I got the email after everything was found.
That sucks.
I know.
You gotta check your email quicker.
Yeah, I don't check my email much. And then
did you work with Blockhead?
No, okay. I don't. I work with someone who knows him, but I didn't know who he was at the time. And then I went to get coffee at Octane, and I found a Valentine's Day Thumbs piece.
Okay.
Which apparently has been there for over a week.
Yeah.
And it was, like, right up front, and I kind of knew what it was.
Yeah.
And that's really what got me hooked. And then I started hunting the following first Friday of March.
Okay.
And just went apeshit.
Yeah.
Found, like, 9 pieces in one night. Got my roommate hooked on it for the day.
Yeah. And she's giving it up.
That was my former roommate. Yeah, okay. She kind of gave it up. It was short-lived. She actually was a maker for a day.
Okay.
She did the Waldo.
Well, at least you got to find the Waldo. Okay, so yes, at least she got involved.
Mm-hmm.
Dig it? That's fine. Okay, so that was in March?
Yeah, I took too many and I felt bad.
And so you decided you had to start making?
Yeah.
Did someone cyber shame you into making more?
No, I kind of just did it myself.
Okay.
Because I saw some reactions about hoarders really early.
Yeah.
And I was like, I don't want to be that guy. But I only did the one and done thing that day. I could have easily followed Blockhead around.
Right.
Because I knew where he was dropping and I didn't.
Okay. And then when did you start making stuff? Just
like 2 weeks later?
2 weeks later?
Mm-hmm.
So you were really quick on the thing. Now, have you done art before or did you start new?
I did a lot of art in high school. Yeah. I was in charge of our National Art Honor Society. I painted that. My mom has some stuff at home. I did a lot of markers and a lot of weird stuff. I didn't really like still life, so I did a lot of anything that made things pop, really cartoony.
Mixed media stuff?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And why did you decide on the dog balloon dog thing?
I actually went through a lot of things. I was really going to originally do a pirate.
Oh, yeah?
But it ended up looking like the knife party symbol. Like, it was a circle with two eyes and a hat.
Yeah.
And this looked really boring. Then I thought about doing silhouettes, but I've never used a scroll saw before, and I thought that'd be too hard.
Yeah.
And then I actually went on this website where they have like the funniest commercials through TBS, and had the Durex commercial with the balloon animals made out of condoms.
Okay.
And that's kind of what started it.
Okay.
I was like, because it's like a really funny commercial.
Yeah.
And then I kind of drew it up a bit, and you know, I also really liked Jeff Koons.
Right.
Because.
Then you just blew my question out of the water.
I know. Yeah.
So now I don't know where to start. So
you still ask it. Okay.
What do you think about Jeff Koons?
I love him.
There we go. What do you think about him doing like a sculpture of him and his wife having sex? Have you seen that one?
No, I must have missed
that
one. You
need to do a Google search. You'll like that one.
Okay.
Life's like bigger than life. It's really quite impressive.
Okay.
I think some liberties were taken. So, did you go out and buy a scroll saw, or did you just...
Yeah, I went out and bought one. I had, I worked two jobs, and the other job is cash only, so I used some of that cash, went and bought the scroll saw, wood, cheapo magnets.
Yeah, drug runner?
Totally
nailed it.
Kind of.
Totally nailed it. So you bought some cheapo magnets and a scroll saw and some wood.
Mm-hmm. I already had the paint. Well, so
bonus.
That worked out.
Yep.
And just kind of started cutting. And they originally were really small, like 2 by 3 inches.
Yeah.
They weren't big.
Business card size.
Much small. Yeah, like about business card size. Because I don't know why I started so small. And yeah.
Visions of making hundreds of them.
Yeah, well, it's actually the smaller ones were harder to cut.
Yes,
that I think about it, I'm like, what the hell was I thinking?
Yeah, the smaller ones are harder to cut because you can't move them around as easy.
There's one piece I put out for the week of Conan. I did a Triumph, and I think a Fu Cao has it.
Oh, yeah.
And there's this like little tiny sliver, and it's when I first met part of Mariarda, because he gave me the Conan heads to drop for him that week. And he's like, I can't believe you went in there and did it. I'm like, yeah, it kind of just happened.
It's the last one I'm doing of that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, usually you find a specific niche, and it makes it a lot easier to cut just the same size every time. You can just knock them out.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so then, you started out just with plain balloon dogs, and then you started getting fancy.
Yeah, I did a regular balloon, and I took it with me to the Black Keys concert.
Yeah.
And those have turned out pretty cool, because it's still a balloon. And then I did a monkey balloon. I'm not finished with it.
Oh, yeah?
So working on that. Horses and... I don't know. They can do whatever. Yeah. And then I kind of went crazy for the May the 4th show.
Oh, yeah? Yeah? How many pieces did you make for that?
I did 3, but I did the Han Solo, where it was like... him doing the pose with the gun, yeah. But the head was the balloon dog.
Oh, okay.
Because the other two were kind of boring, regular, and then
right.
I was like, eh, that'll be funny.
Okay, all right. And then I see over there that you have 3, and one of them's a lot bigger.
Yeah, that one's for the show next month, the 80s cartoon show.
80s cartoon show.
It's actually, there's like a little two-piecer.
Okay.
I'm kind of excited. I had to do a lot of research for that.
Why is that?
Because I was born in 1990.
I had to do no research.
Oh, okay.
Because I was born in the 70s.
So you watched all of them.
Yes, from the inception. That's how old I am. I had to do research in the 1990s. Where do you put them out the most?
I kind of vary it. I don't really put out too much because they take kind of a while.
Yeah.
I bring them to events whenever I go to events. So yep. I took one to a Braves game. I dropped 3 at the goat farm last week.
Okay.
I dropped around the tabernacle for Conan. I try to drop downtown whenever I have to go do stuff downtown.
Okay.
I drop a lot on the west side just because it's convenient.
Yeah.
And I try to drop in town. I feel like I dropped outside the perimeter, it wouldn't get found. I do a lot on Ponce, too.
The cool thing is when you drop them outside the perimeter, when someone finds them, they're really excited about going mm-hmm. and getting it. They're very excited. But if you don't go there very often, it's not
nah.
not your thing. So what you started in March or April was your first drop, and now it is September. And so you've been in it for 6 months or 8 months?
Oh, wow.
No.
5.
Me and math. 5 or 6 months.
5 months.
Why do you keep going?
It's fun. I haven't actually done art since high school.
Okay.
My art teacher killed it for me. She was evil. She wanted us to draw plants and glass and still life, and it just didn't want to do it.
Right.
And then I did AP art, and finally I had to do whatever I wanted, but she still kind of like be there and pick on my bright colors and my weird choice of paint and stuff. And then I got to college and found out at school that if you try and get into the art program,
yeah,
you have to try to get in first.
Right.
And then it's an extra 2 years.
Oh, yeah?
And I'm like, I don't want to be in school forever.
Yeah.
So I switched my major, and I drew a little bit, like a lot of sketches. I did a lot of cartoons. And then I guess it's just a way for me to stay creative, not lose.
How do you feel about making something and then giving it away? For free.
It's like a present.
Yeah?
Yeah. I don't have to think too much about it. You know, when you have to buy a present for someone to think about it, this, I make it the way I like it, someone finds it and they automatically love it.
Right.
It's pretty cool. I like when everybody gets a piece. It's pretty nice.
Yeah. What do you think about not getting tweetbacks?
It sucks. It sucks. Yeah. You followed my tweets on Instagram when I went to the Shaun of the Dead.
And yeah.
I actually got Instagram backs.
Yeah.
From all three, which is still... That made me happy, all three of them Instagrammed back, but it's really hard when they all have private profiles.
Yeah.
I hate not getting tweetbacks because I don't drop that much. I think since I started, I've only dropped about maybe like 40 to 50 pieces.
Yeah.
Like, compared to how much other people drop, like, it's nothing.
Right. Like, if you drop hundreds of pieces, then not getting tweetbacks is
yeah.
a big deal.
I'm starting to get at least... Maybe like 30% back.
Yeah, that's about average.
Yeah.
And the longer you do it, the more you'll get. So that, you know, people that have been doing it for a long time, I think Clunky almost is 100% nowadays.
I always tweeted back before I started making, like, all 9 pieces I found in that night, I tweeted back.
Yeah. Yeah, it's nice. I don't think it's necessary, but especially if you're spending some time on the pieces, it makes the time worth it,
mm-hmm.
I think.
I actually got a video back last weekend. She was dancing with it at the goat farm. That was pretty good.
Okay, yeah. I think I saw that, actually. So you went to... you were involved in the May the 4th show.
Mm-hmm.
And that was a big success for everybody, I think. And you went to the meetup with Lee.
Mm-hmm.
Probably...
She's awesome.
And her, that whole group, how was that?
That was beautiful. It was really small. It wasn't a big group.
Yeah.
Beautiful view. She has, like, the best apartment.
I'm
forever jealous. But she had all these things to use, like, all these paints and, like, glow-in-the-dark paint and, like, some, like, sand stuff.
Oh, yeah?
And, yeah, I met some artists I haven't met. I met Scott on a Wire and Sushi Pets.
Yep.
And I got to see Telebox again, which is really cool. So we traded some pieces. PP was there.
Okay.
I always see PP.
Yeah.
She's the bomb. And
she's everywhere.
She is. she actually started around the same time I started.
Yeah.
So we kind of got that little friendship going on.
Okay.
So
that's cool.
It was great. There was homemade ice cream.
Oh yeah.
That was pretty dope.
Yeah. That's. I missed it. Dang it. Next time maybe. So you're kind of good friends with Telly and Peeps?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, cool. And you've done some collaborations from that party. What have you done?
Phoenix gave me a piece to paint, and since it's been so rainy, I tried to do something really colorful. So
yeah.
It's all rainbow, and Telly gave me something, PB gave me something, Sprout and Bean. I think Bean from Sprout and Bean gave me a little corn that I'm working on. It's
okay.
Just so tiny. And
yeah, her stuff's really cool.
Oh, I love it. And one of the leaves fall off, so I'm trying to figure out how to, like, cover it up. But it's gorgeous. And I've done some others.
Who did you give pieces to?
I gave a piece to Blockhead, Mrs. Blockhead. Mm-hmm. She dropped it. Pee-Pee got one. I gave one to JP. I don't think he's done anything with it yet.
He's a slack ass.
He'll get it.
He's the worst human being. God, he is just the worst kind of person.
I don't know.
No,
he invited,
you can admit it.
He invited me out and he let me bring my homeboy, so...
Yeah.
You know, can't be too bad.
He's horrible.
Oh. I mean, I'm jealous of all his Catalanas, but you know.
That's... Okay, then you've done your job. Have you counted how many he has?
I've never been to his house.
Oh, yeah? I've counted. And it's above 10.
Oh, my God.
So, you gave one to... I met Miss Blockhead.
Yeah, I gave her a regular...
weekend, and she didn't even tell me who she was, so...
I gave her a big regular balloon.
Oh, yeah?
And she painted fishes in it.
Yeah, that was really cool.
It was actually a really good idea when Blockhead came up to me with it. I was like, yes. She's
really talented.
So, I gave him... I made her a big one. He was like, that's like... bigger than I thought. I'm like, eh, just keep it. Just do what you want.
I've gotten better on the scroll saw.
Much better. Oh. I've actually made a little stencil finally.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. So they're now two sizes. They're like a, maybe about a index card size, yeah, and then half of an index card.
Okay.
So I got two sizes, and then there's that giant one. Because before I would hand draw every single one.
Right.
And then cut it.
Right.
And took forever, but I could draw it sitting down.
Right.
I could draw it in the beer, and
right,
yeah, it was pretty fun. Drawing with a fish tail.
Yeah. So, but now you got just the.
Mm-hmm. Just so it's like standard. Out. I can make more because I always feel bad when I go to these events. I don't have enough for
right.
people, so I want to make sure I always have at least like 10. If I ever go to like another Everman party yeah. or Lee's next big thing.
So you went to an Everman party?
Yeah, I went. About 2 weeks after I started.
Oh yeah,
it was amazing.
Yeah, and there were a lot of Free Art Friday people there.
Tons. It was like meeting your heroes.
Oh yeah,
it was pretty cool.
That is cool. So what's next for balloons? You're gonna start selling these things, or are you gonna just keep making them?
Well, I think I might try and sell the big one I'm working on because.
Yeah.
It took a lot of time.
And that's the one for the trackside show?
Yeah, and he's got a little one to go with it.
Okay.
It's a surprise. I'm very bad at keeping secrets, so I'm going to try and keep this.
I'm horrible at keeping secrets.
It's bad. A lot of my friends know what I do. I'm like, I do this thing, and it's awesome. Now they're into it, but it's like, wow, I can't really be anonymous because I just have a big mouth.
I just tell everybody. Yeah, that's why I didn't stay anonymous. I was like, I'm horrible at keeping secrets. So.
I mean, I don't care if people know, but yeah. I gotta stop telling people.
So the people at work know that you...
Some of them do. Yeah. Some of them don't care.
Yeah.
I actually hid one in the office
the
and one of my interns found it. And then the other intern, she was different. She was so jealous that he found it.
Oh, yeah?
She freaked out. She's like, where was it? He was like, it was on the fridge. And
it was exactly where you wanted it.
I was like, well, you should have been here at 9 like a normal person.
That's what you get for being late. So you're thinking about selling that. And the trackside, you can put a price on it.
It won't be much.
Yeah.
I mean, it's going to be the first one.
Well, what you want to do is cover the cost of supplies.
Yeah,
because that
true.
Stuff's not cheap.
I make that stuff last, though. I have that little paint set since probably like December.
Yeah.
And they're all like tiny and.
Oh, that's like the same kit I have, yeah.
Yeah. The only one I ran out of was white.
Yep.
So.
That's the last one then.
And,
so I bought a big tube of
and
that.
And black. So I bought this giant monster tube of black.
Yep, the black and the white is what you need.
Never run out again.
Yeah. That's exactly what I did the other day. I went to the store and got the white because I was like, God, I can't paint anything without white.
I started spraying them white sometimes and it makes it smoother. So that's becoming kind of standard, especially when you paint them yellow.
Yeah. Well, just mixing paint is what gets mine. It eats up my white.
Yeah.
So.
But I've been using a lot of gel mediums to make it like go longer,
yeah.
make the black go all the way around the edges.
Oh, yeah. Do you, Does it extend it or does it make it like transparent?
It depends on which gel. I use a soft gel. Black, it doesn't really make it too transparent,
okay.
especially if you're going over the edges. It just makes it last much longer. And it works really well for these thicker paints I have. I have one brand that's just like kind of chunky.
Toothpaste.
Mm-hmm. And I just want to make it last longer. I use it a lot with yellow because I've been using the yellow a lot.
Yeah. Well, balloons are typically...
primary colors,
yellow
yeah.
and red and blue, right? If you had to choose one person above all, you can't like put a whole list of people together. You have to have one exclusive of, I'll give it two options. One exclusive of the favorite piece you've found, and then the piece that you are seeking.
Piece I found. My favorite piece I found was the Boba Fett gazelle. It's stunning. It's just beautiful. It's perfect, and it was right by where I work. Okay. So that was really cool.
Yeah, that was really cool. His are very unique, and he doesn't do a lot of them.
No,
either.
I'm so happy. I was kind of on the prowl because I wasn't doing much that day, and I was only trying to find stuff I didn't have. And,
right.
You know, they dropped that one, and I was in the area. It was right by my work. If you weren't ever driving near that area, you would never know where it was.
Right.
So that was pretty cool. So very happy.
Yeah, and then the one that you're like always seeking. And it can't be Catlanta.
I already have Catlanta.
Okay.
I actually...
Did you steal it from JP?
No. Maybe my next one.
He has so many that you could steal one, he would never notice.
I could always do like a cardboard one, just...
Yeah.
Do a switcheroo.
Right.
My car almost rolled into the other woman's when I was trying to get the Catlanta, because it was on a hill.
Oh, yeah?
It was there for at least 8 minutes before I got it, you know.
Crazy.
Kind of a big deal. But then I found one at the Braves game, but I gave it to my homeboy, because he didn't have one. I'm trying to spread the love.
Yeah.
I help him out a lot.
Oh, yeah. He's got a big collection now. He's got one Catlanta.
The only thing he has.
Never. A lot more than.
I found my own, damn it. Who do you have the biggest beef with?
Biggest beef?
Yeah, don't you hate people? Because everybody hates people.
Oh, I don't know. Everybody's been kind of nice to me.
The thing about the free art thing that I wanted when I started doing these podcasts to kind of spread is that people are kind of accepting,
mm-hmm.
and really cool and like.
That's why I
come from a huge amount of backgrounds.
That's why I keep doing it. I keep meeting people that you thought were my age or not, and
right.
People you thought were guys are actually girls.
Right.
And everybody's just so supportive and just really wanting a piece to paint themselves,
yeah.
And you know, they'll give you something to paint. It's interesting. It's different.
It's a large group of different kinds of people too, mm-hmm. which is kind of cool. You don't see that very often.
Everyone's got different jobs. Some people are coming in from Savannah.
Oh yeah.
And
yeah. Telly's like that, right?
Yeah, I think she goes to
Scat.
School down there. Yeah.
Cool. I did notice that there's now more women than there are men.
Oh.
You got some flack for not interviewing women in the first.
Yeah.
How do you feel about being the first woman? Podcast Free Art Friday.
I'm kind of surprised that, you know, some of the other, I guess, more popular ladies didn't step up. Like, I feel like Flounder's definitely most popular.
I think Flounder's been under the radar lately. I haven't seen her tweeting at all. Maybe she's blocked me.
Oh, she's. I don't think she would do that. She's so nice.
Yeah.
But I'm kind of surprised I'm the first one. Well, there are some that have been doing it much longer than I have.
Yeah, like I was telling you, is that they like all came in at once,
mm-hmm.
so it was just a matter of scheduling type of thing. Not that you're special,
oh,
but you can feel special.
I do feel special.
So, yeah, but hopefully in the next couple of podcasts we can have a lot more women voices.
Mm-hmm. And you're interviewing the starter of Steel Art Saturday.
Steel Art Saturday. Oh yes, I want to get that whole story down. I want to get it from. Peep's perspective,
yeah,
and then from their perspective, and then maybe hopefully King Gorilla,
yeah.
will come on. I've kind of discussed it with him a little bit.
We're kind of partly involved, but I don't want to say too much because that's their story.
Yeah,
but
you had involvement.
Yeah, we kind of were like joking that, oh yeah, go get it. And fell asleep, woke up.
They had gotten it
and got tons of texts from her. I'm like. Thought she was arrested, but she'll tell you the whole story.
I know, it's going to be great.
It's a good one.
That's on the next very special
podcast. The best Twitter feed ever.
Yeah, that was funny. I was dying laughing. I thought that was the best thing ever. And they were really cool about it, like King Gorilla, mm-hmm. and that whole, and the family.
That's really nice.
Yeah, they were really cool about it. So, and I'm sure that her and her boyfriend were very, very embarrassed. And I cannot wait. I'm going to have to do that next, I think.
I know. That's pretty good.
So, all right. Anything you want to talk about? Where can they find you online?
Oh, I'm under Berlerns, which is spelled Berlerrnz on Twitter and Instagram. And if you want to email me too, it's dad@gmail.com.
Okay.
I like a good email.
You don't have a store open or anything yet?
Not yet. Kind of holding off on Etsy. I'm trying to find a good alternative.
Yeah.
Because Etsy's one of our work competitors.
Oh, okay.
Sort of. So.
I got you. Etsy also is kind of expensive these days.
It's run a lot like eBay.
It is, and it's doing the same thing that eBay did, which is, it's like, it's who can shout the loudest,
mm-hmm.
which is really obnoxious.
I don't want to compete with anyone. I just want to have my thing. If you know where it is, you'll come in.
Yep.
I've done that with other people's stores, found them, bought their stuff.
Cool. Are you going to get your homeboy dropping stuff?
Hopefully soon. We haven't figured out a concept yet.
Okay.
Or he hasn't.
He hasn't had time to mess with it.
Well, we kind of have.
I know.
Yeah, we've got something in mind.
Good.
Maybe soon.
Anybody else that you've gotten involved besides your old roommate for a day?
Yeah, she was there for a day. She did Waldo.
Right.
She dropped it kind of right outside work. She kind of, you know, got lazy.
Yeah.
And then she was going to make jewelry and drop it and never happened.
Right. Any of your other friends do it?
Our friend Allie, the one who is in the awesome story, she was thinking about doing dream catchers and she has all these ideas and guitars, but one day she'll sit down and get it together.
I know, it's hard to narrow it down on what you're going
to
do.
It's trying so many ideas. Cool thing. The hard part, she was having to think of a name that didn't have ATL in it.
Yep.
She wanted to do something different and weird. Right. So.
Yeah, there's lots of people that are like that. That I think that all those dash ATLs just kind of sprung up at once.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't like one person feeding off the other. It just kind of like happened.
All came. Yeah.
I think it was after Catlanta.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, how can you get different after?
It's kind of hard to beat that, though.
Yeah.
Then you get Naplanta.
Yeah.
That one's pretty good.
Yeah, that's, I know them. And, okay, so, this wasn't as awkward as you thought it would be, was it?
No, I didn't think it was awkward at all. I think everyone else thought it would be awkward.
We're going to have to go back and record again.
You just make it more awkward.
Okay. Any last words?
Tweet me back. I'm dropping in Philadelphia next week. So message me if you want to give me some stuff for Philly.
Right. This comes out Friday, and that would be...
I'll be gone by then.
Right.
Oh, no.
So, look for her dropping stuff in Philly.
Yay.
All right. Bye.
Bye.
And there you have it. I hope you enjoyed this. Please, again, rank it on Podomatic or iTunes. Leave a comment there. Or you can leave a comment at the Free Art Friday website. And that is freeartfridayatlanta.com or FAFATL.com. You can also follow me on Twitter at NEGNEAL. If you'd like to be on our podcast, and we would like you to have you, everyone is welcome. Please do either DM me or tweet to me, and I will get back to you, I promise. I hope you enjoyed this podcast. Bye-bye. In this dust that was a city, I could find a souvenir just to prove.